The sermon for today is tied to our series titled Before You Say I Do. This is the final installment of a series called Before You Say I Do, which is about dating. Okay, so if you missed all the other sermons, you can get them online on our YouTube channel and our website. And this is a series about dating in a sense, but really is about embracing a broader vision for your romantic interest than what the content digital notes, which you can access from the app. And it's by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. If you are even thinking about dating and you're a believer, read this book. It asks all the important questions. It will get you straight, all right? So read that. And then, of course, I'm also promoting, and we've promoted this a lot here, but it's called Four Things Women Want from a Man by Dr. A.R. Bernard. And wow, it's coming up. Maturity, decisiveness, consistency, and strength. So again, encouraging many of them. You're in a different category because I understand. You got finals, you got midterms, you'll graduate, and you'll fumble because you're just out of practice. Okay? So when I mention some of these things, just know, understand I'm recognizing your unique experience and just do what you can, right? Okay. So with that said, I'm gonna spend some time talking about spending quality time with people from your local church, and I'm not just talking about Sunday morning, okay? You go for the show. You don't know those people. You don't know those people, right? You go for the show. You come for the word and maybe worship. And then you smile at a few people, if that, and you go home. Like you do at the movies, right? Which is why some people stream, because it's like, what's the difference? Right? Okay. Now, that is a two-way street. That's a two-way street because the church bears some responsibility to create, to facilitate opportunities for you to have two-way, you can do this, the formal small groups of the church. It's just a method. Okay. You may have some other way that this happens, and that's totally fine, but you need to be interacting with believers intentionally. You can't just listen to me. I'm not enough. If I'm your shepherd, you shall lack. You shall want. Right? Jesus has to be your shepherd, and he shepherds if you're not around the spiritual gifts. If you're living with family or a roommate or whatever, you have conversation. You break bread. In fact, the early church often fellowshipped around food. That was an important part of what they did. So you gotta do that at some point to prepare to set the time aside. Okay, so just like next week, we're gonna talk about our renovation project, and we're gonna invite you to set some money aside to invest or having men's gatherings, women gatherings, young adult gatherings, prayer meetings. All these we're gonna create for you to gather with other believers. Take advantage of them. Listen, we have our prayer meetings. They are fantastic. And I'm not just saying that to say, ooh, Marcy was subbing. She was doing the teaching and where events, relationship, people talk who are Christian logic, but we'll never go. I'm going to take like the classic sense of entertainment, like we bring a special guest artist, but you like a good sermon that sounds good. And it was a great service if it sounded good and it was clever and it ministered to you and all those other kind of things, but you leave in the messiness of our own life is, I guess, is all right because these other people, they messed up. So, you know, I must not be that bad. But then we don't change. So here's the thing. There's something you got to do before the major changes. You got to set yourself up for the change. I was watching the Laker game last night. Woo, come on, L.A. Come on, let's get it. I was watching LeBron and all of they have alley-oops, and you want to, sometimes to dunk it, you got to get set up for that. You got to have somebody throw the alley-oop and the timing and everything, and then you can dunk it. You got to set some things in your life so you can, in your church, just stream. Why did God send you here? If you're not connecting with other people. Well, you know how people are. They don't like people. People. Yeah, people. I like how one preacher said it. He said, relationships are the currency of life. You don't know what kind of wealth and treasure is sitting right now. There's a false affirmation that we talk of, that we say. In regards to this, and The thing I want to call out today, I prayed about it. Oh, I prayed about it. Yeah. Don't it sound spiritual? I prayed about revelation. So I'm going to, interestingly enough, this passage in Corinthians that talks about tongues and interpretation. I know it seems like it doesn't apply to this subject, but it does. Okay. So I'm gonna talk about it and talk to you about how it applies. So 1 Corinthians 14:2. So it says, "For he who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the Spirit." Okay, so speaking in tongues here, this is the church that is prolific in the spiritual. New Testament purpose for prophecy, to do exactly that. Okay, and so he talks about the two, and then he says, "The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, unless someone interprets." Here, he's affirming them speaking in tongues, but he says, listen, what's even more important is that you edify the church. So your private revelation shouldn't be sitting by itself with no other engagement with the church community. It's something you forged, your private revelation about scripture, your private other belief. So you give a prophetic word, even the ones we heard today. Now, most of the time people prophesy, like 99.9% of the time, you hear it, it's consistent. It's biblical and all those other kind of things. So very few times have we had to correct somebody in public, which we don't prefer to do, but we will if we need to. Okay? So, but prophecies are subject to judgment from other people. Things you get from the Lord are subject for it, but I'm not going to respond to everybody, just so you know. But I respond to her, okay? Because I know another, she tapped me on the shoulder. She said, God gave me a word. And she gave me the choice as to whether I would say okay or nay. Say what is said. I like how the New American Standard Bible says it. 1 Corinthians 14:29 says, let two or three prophets speak and let the others pass judgment on what you got from the Lord. So, you know, we think we get something from the Lord, a prophetic word, and here, you take it. Well, no, it's, I'm humbly submitting this thing I received from the Lord. Please evaluate it. That's really what it is. Now, but is it biblical? Okay, but is it why? Are there any? And you don't even want people to ask you those questions because you know. Now, you could interpret that as there's strong Christians and there's weak Christians, but I think there's strong Christians in this season. There's strong Christians in this area and this person, and we're finding people who want to date them, who allow us to date them. And they too are foolish in their decisions, but they Christians. And you told them you prayed about it, so it's all good. Let me tell you as a caveat too with connecting with other believers. Service in the church is not a substitute for connection with other believers. It's not. You can think you connected and you're not. Because people are very, we're very, and so if you disconnect yourself from shared experiences, your thinking in subtle, how can I say, in small doses begins to shift. And you're here, but you're not really, you have your own way of doing it, trying to save you from destruction. But you move away from the, and when I say shepherd, again, I am talking about me, but I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about Pastor Jesus, who is pastoring you through me. Father founded the church, and we were together, but the times a week, Sunday church, we'd have, now for a certain season, we had Bible study, or some people just call it Sunday school, right, for adults, but we had Bible study, and then we had service, and then Monday night, they're going to bless you. They strange to you, but they're going to bless you. They different from you, but they're going to bless you. They have a word for you, and they're going to be your road dog. You got to have people you can call in a pinch. Like, I know it's 3 a.m, but I need you right now. I know you haven't done it with you need to ask how they pray. Woo! Praying can be taught from the pulpit. You got to watch other people pray, though. I lived in a house where people prayed. My parents, that's how I learned to pray. I mean, I heard people preach on it, but I was around people who can get a prayer through. I was around people. The doctor said one thing. Nope, we going to the hospital. We going to be in the waiting room. I know what the doctor say, but hear what God say. And you're with other people in emergency circumstances, and it works out, and you watch how they handled it. Each other, because we're trading stories with each other, and this is how my day went. This is how my life went. And you learn. You learn. And she's not impressed. She's not snobbish, because there's that whole snobbish area where, you know, you got to. Jealousy is the thing that a good woman will notice in you. And while you're not looking at the woman that you were looking at, the woman who is for you is looking at you and watching how you make decisions. And she's quietly observing. She's not going to be all up in your face right away. Now, she'll do what she has to do to let you know that she's interested in subtle ways, but she's not going to be all up in your face in the same way. She's going to be quietly observing you, vetting all this kind of stuff. And if you're like that, you're going to be doing the same thing with her. But let me just play this clip, because I think it drives the point home. We're almost done here.
Selected you. High value women would be looking at your choices in your life, choosing a man who makes really good decisions, has really good self-control, treats her really well. So they have really high selection process. So they take care of themselves, they have a really high selection process, and you can't buy them through attention and money.
You hear that? Self-control, high selection process. Amen. So let's close us out our series on this, and I will close us out in prayer.